American Holidays with the Dear Friends was underwritten in part by a grant from the Pennsylvania Humanities Council and is made possible by the University of Pittsburgh, a major research university. The Stephen Foster Memorial on its campus functions as a center for American music study.
Oh, Susanna, do not cry for me. I come from Canada along with a banjo on my knee.
Welcome to Born on the 4th of July, an hour of music by America's best-known composer, Stephen Foster. I'm Jim Cunningham. Foster was born on the 4th of July in 1826 in Lawrenceville, Pennsylvania, now part of the city of Pittsburgh. During the next hour, you'll hear some of Foster's best-known music performed in the style he intended. We'll visit the Foster Hall collection to listen to one of the instruments Stephen Foster actually played. And we'll hear the broadcast premiere of Antonín Dvořák's arrangement of Foster's Old Folks at Home, the first performance in this century. The songs of Stephen Foster have touched the hearts of generations of Americans in their simplicity and naturalness. Foster's music takes on a timeless folk quality. Stephen Foster created songs that express the love of home, love of family. He also captured the carefree spirit of the frontier, the workplace, the saloon, and the ice cream parlor. He caught the essence of a period in America's history which is gone, never to return. Stephen Foster's songs are known all over the world. It's been said that Foster had a natural gift for composing, but he studied all the music he could, scores by Beethoven, Mozart, and Schubert. His music isn't folk music or classical music, but something unique, uniquely American. Much of Stephen Foster's music was written for the home, the typical American parlor with its square piano or reed organ, the horsehair stuffed sofa, kerosene lamps, and candlelight. We invite you to join us there for a concert of music recorded in the Stephen Foster Memorial on the University of Pittsburgh campus, performed by its resident ensemble, the Dear Friends. The Dear Friends perform on instruments that belong to the Foster Hall collection. The performers are sopranos Kate Young and Claudia Banach, tenor Guy Russo, pianist Mark Graff, guitarist James Furla, and flutist Gene Thomas, who is also director of the ensemble. The group takes their name from a mysterious, well-worn scrap of paper found among Foster's belongings. The piece of paper read simply, "Dear Friends and Gentle Hearts." We'll return to the story of the scrap of paper later, but now, the Dear Friends.